for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Bee colonies in Virginia may soon get some help from a new program to manage pesticides. The family of a woman killed in Charlottesville 5 years ago seeks help from the public in solving her murder. And Senator Mark Warner does not believe Donald Trump did not know about that meeting between a Russian lawyer and his son last year. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 17th. Good morning. Exactly 5 years after her murder, the family of Ferbia Tinsley is still searching for answers. WMRA's Sefe Imakpai has more on their message from Charlottesville.
On Saturday, the family of 51-year-old Ferbia Tinsley gathered at Forest Hill Park in Charlottesville. Friday marked exactly 5 years since the grandmother, mother, and daughter was found shot to death in a car on Prospect Avenue.
Since then, I haven't heard anything from the police or anyone. Everything's been like at a standstill.
Talambria Tinsley is Ferbia's daughter. With no new leads and no new information, she says she feels her mother's unsolved case has been swept under the rug and forgotten. The Charlottesville Police Department has identified a person of interest in the case. He's described as a light-skinned black male with a stocky and muscular build between 5'8 and 5'11. He may also have a thin mustache and a beard with tattoos on both arms and hands, possibly of the letters M and C. Talambria Tinsley is pleading with the community to come forward with any information and to remember her mother for the woman she was.
She didn't have any enemies, and that's all I keep saying. Like, if you knew her, you loved her. Anything you needed, whether it was money or food or ride or anything, it was yours. So that's another reason why I don't understand why.
Police have asked anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers at 434-977-4000. For WMRA News, I'm Sefe Imakpai.
Also, near Charlottesville, Virginia State Police say two people have died after a head-on crash near there. Police say the crash happened about 6 a.m. Sunday on Interstate 64 as police were responding to a report of reckless driving. A pickup truck drove through the crossover and began driving the wrong way in the eastbound lanes of I-64 and crashed into a sedan. The impact of the crash caused the vehicles to hit an eastbound pickup truck. Bethany Franklin of Troutville died at the scene. She was a part-time Bedford County firefighter and paramedic. The driver of the pickup in the head-on crash, Winston Smith of Stanton, also died at the scene. The driver of the other pickup was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. CNN reported over the weekend that Virginia Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, said he did not believe that no one told President Trump about a meeting last year between his top campaign officials and a Russian lawyer. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Senator Warner says there seems to be a convenient pattern among top campaign officials to forget about meetings with Russians and not to put it on their forms until evidence comes out.
For example, Mr. Kushner, we now have not one, not two, but three examples where he forgot meetings with Russians and has had to go back and amend his disclosure forms. I think if I had a meeting that involved Russian government efforts to try to help candidate Trump and hurt Clinton, that I would remember that. And frankly, it's a little bit unbelievable that neither the son or the son-in-law ever shared that information with their dad, the candidate.
Trump's legal team says the president was not engaged in this and was not aware of it. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
State officials have finalized a pesticide management plan meant to protect honeybees and other pollinators from further population declines. The Roanoke Times reports the voluntary plan mainly encourages beekeepers and pesticide applicators to better communicate about the location of hives and the dates and times of pesticide spraying. It does not strengthen existing pesticide regulations. The plan stems from an Obama administration directive calling for a national strategy to safeguard pollinators. For more than a decade, bees and other pollinators have been rapidly declining. Scientists blame a mix of parasites, disease, pesticides, and poor nutrition. Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says farmers and gardeners depend on pollinators to produce important Virginia crops, including pumpkins, watermelons, and berries. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Monday.